Hi, it's me. I'm walking up Madison now. Oh, fudge! It's cold! Holy shit! It's so cold! Oh my god! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! My fingers are little ice cubes, Mark. Little tiny ice cubes that will never be warm again. Did the forecast say it was gonna be this cold? God, I should really check that before I leave. Oh my god, I'm still recording. Sorry. Anyway, what was I gonna tell you? Oh, yes. Okay, remember your weird friend Matt in college? The one who flossed with his girlfriend's hair? Flossing with hair. I just went out with a guy who was so much like him. It was crazy. Like, we were at the bar and the bartender puts down our drinks, and before I can even take a sip, he reaches over, puts two fingers in my glass, takes out the olive, and eats it, just like that. And the worst part was, I kept forgetting that wasn't his name. He had to tell me four times it was, oh God, I've forgotten it again. Anyway, I'll give you like the full story when I see you. Oh. Well, that'll be now. I'm here. Okay, blah, blah. This is a stupid voice memo. Don't listen to it. But if you already have, secret reward for your patience. I actually slept with Matt twice and never told you. Okay, bye.
It is so cold out there.
I know.
How do you know? You've been here for hours.
Mm-hmm. Ow! It's so cold. Oh my god.
It's like Al Roker. Warm it up.
That weatherman's got nothing on me. Okay, who's winning?
The Rams.
Ugh. Where are Jeff and Mike?
Well, Jeff went home about an hour ago, and Mike is over there.
Is that a girl?
I know, as unlikely as it seems.
She even looks like she's into him.
Yeah. That's what his face on her face usually means.
Wow.
I know.
Did you order me a drink?
Well, until I got your voice memo, I didn't know you were on your way.
You were a maybe plan.
Oh, a maybe plan?
Yeah, like if my date didn't go well, I would maybe come join you to watch the last few minutes of the game.
Oh, so I was a definite plan then?
No, a likely plan. A more than likely plan.
I am in pen on your calendar, Carrie. So firmly the ink is bleeding through onto the next page.
If that's a crack at my dating history, well, don't.
Yeah, your dates never go well.
Ow!
Do you disagree?
No, but don't be glib about it. I haven't had a boyfriend in 3 years.
Four.
Okay, four. But it's not for lack of trying. You don't get how hard it is out there. You're completely removed from it in your ivory long-term relationship tower. Because for the rest of us, searching for love, it's really effing difficult.
No one has as much trouble dating as you do.
That's not true.
Oh, come on.
I can say that. You cannot say that.
I can't say that. As your best friend, I'm concerned that you make it harder for yourself than it has to be.
No. As my best friend, you're allotted 2 criticisms every 10 years. You use them up on my pong game.
You throw it like a laser beam, and you throw it at the left cup. Aim for the center.
See? 1, 2. You're tapped out. Positive feedback only from now on.
Okay, all right. I will be quiet.
Good.
Good. Do you want a drink?
Yeah. What do you mean I make it harder than it has to be?
Vladimir R.
That was 6 months ago.
In every photo, he was with the same woman.
He said he had sisters.
And then what happens, though, is that you find out he's in a relationship.
She could have been his sister.
No man brings his sister as a date to a wedding. Guy has that many photos with the girl, she's an ex. Corner pocket.
That doesn't mean she's still in the picture.
She was literally still in the picture, Carrie. Literally in the picture.
No, well, I didn't know it at the... Okay, fine, fine. Okay, but you're cherry-picking bad examples.
Oh, I'm not done. Ryan C.?
That's not on him. I didn't look to see if he had children. I assume everyone our age doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yes, I assumed wrong.
Ooh, John D.
That one's fair. The shirtless thing was a little much.
What about, Ted S.? Finn G.? No, Peter T.
Okay, I hate this game.
What about the guy tonight? Olive Man.
Oh, you made it that far in my voice memo, did you?
Oh, yeah. And we can address that you slept with Matt some other time.
Flossing with hair.
What did Olive Man have on his Hinge profile?
Nothing.
Not nothing. Because you showed it to me.
His hands in his mouth in every photo.
In every photo! Ding, ding, ding!
Is there a point to this very, very fun exercise?
Yes. All of this information was readily available before you went on these dates, and you went anyway. Look, Carrie, you're my best friend, so don't freak out about what I'm about to say. There are hundreds of guys out there. Yeah, thousands. And for whatever reason, you seem to go out with the worst of them. It's not the guys. It's you.
Ow.
I don't mean that to sound harsh.
Well, great, sure, as long as you don't mean to.
Okay, but it had to be said. You're choosing bad guys and it's bringing you down. All of these shitty dates, I know that they make for fun stories, but I also know that they're making you sad. And that makes me sad, as your friend.
Aw, you're such an empath.
Tell me that I am not right.
Okay, yes, you're right. Have I gone out with some mediocre dudes?
Yes.
Sure. Can it be disheartening?
Yes.
Yes. But am I actively choosing bad guys? No, I am not. It's not that easy to pick the good guys from the bad ones when all you have to go off of is a photo.
Except it's not just a photo.
You're right. It's three photos and two funny captions. That should be enough to determine my soulmate.
Okay. What do you like in a guy?
A couple of errant kids and a series of bad life choices?
You're joking, but your history would confirm that. You actually like people who are athletic and creative, driven.
So?
So a photo is not the only thing on Hinge, right? Age, hobbies, job. You could filter for the things you like instead of trying out things you already know you don't.
I don't do that.
You don't?
No. This is one of the things you don't get because you met your girlfriend in person. You can't get a sense for someone just off a profile. And even if you can, sometimes people are just different from how they present online. There's nothing you can do about it.
I wasn't talking about online. I was talking about Matt.
What about him?
Dude, that guy was objectively not right for you. He was not kind. He thought leaving the country was pointless. And if you didn't know that before you went out with him, you most certainly knew it before you slept with him the first time.
Well, some people are uncomfortable on first dates. It was a second chance.
Oh my God, Carrie, Jesus. I was there when he told you Paraguay was a disease you could catch.
I think he actually thought it was a disease, though. I don't think he was, like, racist.
That doesn't make it better. You lived abroad half your life. A guy who can't tell a country from an illness is not for you. Say no. Choose better.
Oh, I get it.
Get what?
You want me to become like you.
What?
Yes. You want me to check off boxes. You want me to make lists. You want me to date like I'm running a job search. Like a cyborg.
A cyborg?
You want me to be you. Was this not how you ended up with Amanda?
What do you mean?
I remember your list. It was smart, thoughtful, driven, likes her siblings, parentheses, job, is a good sibling, or, if only child, enjoys other people's siblings, likes to travel, if has never traveled, is interested in traveling.
That is so creepy.
Yeah, I'm the creepy one here. So you make your list, then sophomore year, you go out and find a girl who met every single requirement.
I had standards. I established a direction, I moved in that direction, I found love.
You made the smart choice.
Yeah. Exactly. And then we worked together to find a city that we both liked, and we made a mutual decision to move to it. Do you know why it's all been so seamless with Amanda and I?
Amanda
it's
and
because
me.
We, with Amanda and me? Because we each knew what we were looking for. We made adult, smart decisions, and we found a happy, stable relationship.
I'm not looking for the smart choice.
You're not.
No. I want to be bowled over by love. I don't even want it to be a choice. I want it to be so amazing, there's no other option.
You think I'm not in love with Amanda?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Kinda sounded like you were.
No, I wasn't, I promise.
Good.
I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know. You got what you wanted because you knew what you wanted. I don't, yet.
Do you remember why we became friends?
Because we both missed the bus home from field party and had to walk 10 miles.
Because you wanted to walk 10 miles. Everyone else wanted to make it to a place with a cell phone signal. Alice Jennings was crying, but you didn't get upset. You made it a game. You made everyone on the walk tell a secret. Leia Smith telling everyone she sucked her thumb until the 10th grade?
Yeah, she never forgave me.
Well, no, she never forgot you. I mean, she still brings it up because it was memorable and different, and you're memorable and different. You make things enjoyable when they objectively suck. You know, you're fun. You're creative. Look at your job.
It's just marketing, and it's still an internship.
No, see, that's my point. You don't think anything of your accomplishments or your personality traits. You don't see them as setting you apart, so you don't look for things in others that might set them apart. And if you did, if you were more selective, you'd be way better off. So here's what we're gonna do.
What are you doing? That napkin is dirty.
I am coming up with a list of parameters, and I will make your list for you because, unlike you, I have your best interests at heart. You stick to it, I guarantee you'll meet someone in less than a month.
Okay, you've completely lost it.
No. Not at all. This is maybe the smartest thing that I've ever done because I know you better than you know yourself.
I'm sorry, did you not hear
me? Yeah, you want to be bowled over by love. You want to know a secret about bowling?
No, I don't.
Metal railings on the side of a bowling lane help the ball from going into the gutter.
Okay, is that like a metaphor?
Just a few standards to help you meet the right guy. They will filter out the bad from the good.
I can't stick to lists and parameters like you.
I know this, which is why there's a part two. I'm going to help.
How?
For the next month, you're going to run each of these guys you match with past me. I'm going to choose for you.
Hang on.
It would just be helpful if we agreed to a few rules up front just to speed this up.
I'm not letting you...
Okay, rule number one, no pictures posing with a sports car, duh. Number two, minimal shirtless exhibition.
You're existing in a fictional world.
Rule number three, no actors.
Okay, don't you mean no unemployed actors?
Oxymoron.
Fuck you.
I'm going to rule out self-employment creatives altogether, actually. Producers, photographers, anyone with the word freelance in their bio, not for you. You need stability.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
And someone hardworking.
Thanks, Dad.
No one under, I don't know, 25?
I didn't realize he was Amanda's little brother, okay? I just heard brother.
She's still pissed.
Yeah.
No one over 30?
But...
No way. Too far apart in age. You want different things.
No.
Yes.
No! I, too, want their trust fund to have kicked in.
Okay. Here's a good one. Not everything can be a joke.
I don't make everything a joke.
Okay. There has to be something real, right? Something solid about them and about you, not just a great story for later.
That's an indefinable quality, and my stories are great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, then I'm in charge of defining the indefinable quality. You will run your matches past me, I will decide which one you go on dates with, and I promise you will find someone.
Yeah, no. I'm not giving you control of my sex life, or any aspect of my life.
Why not?
Because I don't need help. Because falling in love is not a box you can check off.
Sure, but the more compatible you are from the outset, the more likely it is to occur.
Okay, then because I don't want to.
Is that a question?
Because no.
Not even if it's... a silly bet?
A bet?
I will bet that I can help you find the right guy. And if I don't, you get something in return.
Like what?
$100? Don't. Okay. 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 $1,000.
Dude, when you flex that I'm an investment banker and I make more money than you, I don't find it attractive.
Everyone finds it attractive.
No.
Okay. A trip.
For full control of my dating life for a month? No way! No, it has to be on the same playing field. Something to do with love.
With love?
With love.
Well, that will be difficult, as I'm already seeing the perfect woman for me.
Right. The perfect woman. So, if you can't find me a great, perfect guy within the month using your system and your rules...
For your own benefit.
Right. Then you've got to ask Amanda to move in with you.
Move in.
Move in.
It has to be move in?
Yes.
Why?
Because you haven't yet. And you should. You're fast-tracking my dating life. Let's fast-track yours.
That's not a good idea.
Why? You're adults. You love each other. You're sure about her, right?
Right.
Then what's the problem? Unless there's a reason you don't want to move in with her.
No. No, of course not. It's a little ahead of schedule, but all right. If I don't find you a great guy within the month who meets your standards...
Your standards.
Whatever. Then I will ask Amanda to move in with me. Deal?
Deal.
Good. This is just semantics, by the way. I mean, yeah, sure, I will ask her to move in, but I'm not going to lose this thing, so...
Okay, whatever. Pass me my coat. I have to go Zillow one bedrooms for you.
Which is it?
The black one.
They're all black, Carrie.
Okay, the black one with the paper in the pocket.
Ooh.
Wait, no, stop!
Who is Marco, and why do you have his number?
The bartender tonight. He gave me a free drink,
oh,
and...
Geez.
Wait, don't rip it up! He liked music, and...
Carrie, meet Standards. Standards, meet Carrie.
Mark, meet Joint Taxes.
Fuck you.
Okay, see you on the flip side.
Yeah. Text me when you make it home.
Hi. I'm walking home past Tribeca, and I just saw a for rent sign on a beautiful one bedroom. Perfect for two people. It's got a fireplace, which I know Amanda will like, and a big kitchen, which I know you'll love. And now I know it's a little early, but I texted Holly, the agent, and she said she would love to show it to you. She says whenever she's personally signed a couple to a lease, they've always gone on to get married, usually within the year. So I've given her your number, she knows to reach out, and you'll be hearing from her tomorrow.
Hello? Sorry, Holly who? An apartment? No, I'm not in the market for an apartment. Do you know how you got this number or... Oh, wait, did you say Carrie? Was it Carrie Edwards? Holly, I am so sorry. She is a girl I knew in college. It's a whole thing. Jeez, I mean, technically, in reaching out to you, I think she's violating her restraining order. I am really so sorry to put you in the middle of this. Do you happen to have the number she called on so that I can forward it to her parole officer? Holly? Hello? Oh, she hung up. You're insane, Carrie.
All right, I made it home. Martha's already asleep, so she can't talk me out of this horrendous bed. Why even have a roommate if she won't stay up to debrief all your unhinged decisions with you? Let me know when you make it. Night.